I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two new reports, one from the British government and one from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, say there's not much room for religious minorities in Sri Lanka. The documents describe increased hostility toward leaders of religious minority groups, individuals, and entire communities. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says because the pressure is along religious lines with an ethnic overlay, it won't ease up anytime soon. Pray that through believers' love and forgiveness, the persecutors will encounter Christ. And in October, people throughout the People's Republic of China raised flags and celebrated the 72nd anniversary of the country's founding. This display of nationalism put Christians in a difficult spot, says Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China. Believers in state-sanctioned churches want to love their neighbors, and they also want to proclaim the story of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen them and give them wisdom. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.